Proclamation number 7661 of 31st of July, 1960. Importance of the Love Commandments. And if you fulfill my commandments, then you belong to mine, for then love unites us. Love is my original substance. Love created you, and love is also the substance of your being. And if you now live in love according to my commandments, you will shape yourselves into your original nature again, and then you will join me. You have become and will remain my own for all eternity. And now you will also recognize the importance of my commandments of love and understand why I repeatedly emphasize these commandments of love of mine, why I repeatedly admonish you to spread my gospel, to proclaim the divine teaching of love and to live a life of love yourselves. You will also understand that and why you can only become blessed through love. It is not just a matter of doing this or that, for works without love have no value. Works without love cannot be valued differently than every earthly action which you carry out in duty. Love must be the driving force for every action. Only then can the change of nature take place in you for the purpose of which you live on earth. And you must kindle love within yourselves. It cannot be practiced on your behalf. For only through love can you approach me in order to then also be eternally united with me. Nor can anyone join me, strive towards me, who does not have love within himself. For since I am love itself, the human being himself must also be in love if he wants to recognize me and strive towards me. Love urges love. Love seeks union. My love always and forever belongs to you, my living creations. It will always long for you and will do everything to be united with you again. But my love can only unite with love again. The bond can only be striven for and established on your part, for I am always willing to do so, yet it first requires your will, and this will be just as willing when love is ignited in you, which then also irrevocably pushes towards me. And therefore my commandments of love are of utmost importance. Everything is worthless without love. And even if you are earthly blessed as richly as you are, if fame and honor accompany your path through life, if you can prepare earthly pleasures for yourselves without measure, you are to be called poor if you do not have the love within you which first gives your earthly life the right fulfillment, which prepares you for spiritual life, which ensures your union with me, which makes you my children and gives you eternal life. And thus anyone who belongs to my own also knows about the urgency of my commandments of love, and he will do everything himself to encourage his fellow human beings to work in love. He will set an example for them. He will not be able to help but do good, think good and speak good. For he is filled with love, and the union with me ensures his right thinking and right will. And his whole way of life will be determined by love. Yet without love the human being is and remains dead in spirit. He can neither recognize the truth nor feel it as blissful. Without love he is blind in spirit. He lacks every ray of light which illuminates his inner being. Without love he remains attached to my adversary, and he is already wretched on earth and also enters the kingdom of the beyond in this wretched state. Just as again only love is able to change his wretched fate. Just as he can only achieve ascent through love, because this is the law from eternity that love belongs to beatitude. Amen.